Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with local historian Mike Zaz about Juneteenth. This week, Juneteenth is observed. Can you remind us what this celebrates, what this honors?
Juneteenth is a special day in the history of our country that probably will get more recognition this year, but it is an official holiday in all but four states, Montana, South and North Dakota, and Hawaii. It is not an official holiday. It's an official holiday in Iowa, and it goes back to June 19th of 1865. Slavery had officially ended with the Emancipation Proclamation, I think, on January 1st of 1863 by Abraham Lincoln. But some of the southern slave owners kept that information from people in Texas because they were still needing the slaves there for harvesting and things. So the slaves in Texas did not know that they were free until after the Civil War. There were battles in Texas clear up until June of 1865, over two months after the Civil War ended. And when finally those battles were all stopped, the slaves found out that they were free, and it was on June 19th, and that's where the Juneteenth comes from. In 1860, we had 4 million slaves in our country, so we're talking about a sizable number of people. And when the slaves were officially notified that they were free, there was celebrations, and of course things didn't go well after that, but officially that's what Juneteenth is. It is traditionally celebrated by having barbecues, and Juneteenth is something that I just think it's interesting to think that slaves had been free for 2.5 years before they were told in Texas.
Looking at local history in Washington County, what kind of involvement did we see in the Civil War with local people volunteering to fight?
Washington County and Iowa in general was considered the most involved in the Civil War of any state. We were a new state when people went off to the war from Iowa. Almost none of them could put Iowa down as a birthplace because Iowa started in 1846, and so many of the people that were of age to fight in the Civil War had not been born here. 1 in 10 of all adults were directly involved in some way in the Civil War, and that was men and women. If you go out to Woodlawn Cemetery, there are two young women who died in the Civil War as nurses and are very close to each other there. So we provided a lot of support, whether it was from the medical standpoint for providing food, for sewing uniforms, and then just sending people off to the war. We had, I know, in one of the cemeteries I care for, there's a Civil War veteran who went off to the war at age 15. Well, you had to get somebody to sign for you to do that, but he did. In Marion is burial of a man who joined the Union Army at age 9. He was the youngest in the Union Army, and he fought, and he was a prisoner of war and survived and came back. Near Chillicothe, which is southwest of Washington County, is the grave of Curtis King, who joined the Union Army at age 80. He's the oldest person to ever serve in the U.S. military. He served his duty in the Civil War and came back. And so the youngest and the oldest Civil War soldiers are both buried not really too far from each other. Curtis King was an interesting man. He had several young children when he went off to the Civil War. They said that he was not able to read and write, but he was a very religious person, and his daughter read the Bible to him, and he could recite the entire Bible. So obviously, reading and writing was not a factor of intelligence. It was just, he must have had a brilliant mind. From our county, we had a lot of soldiers that went off as 90-day men. They would plant their crops, go serve in the war, come back after 90 days, till or harvest their crops, and then go back for another 90 days. And in doing doing that, they got to know a lot of African-American families. And even before they were legally free, people from our county a lot of times would bring back some of these families and get them started in our county. So we had a sizable number, and I don't know the exact number, but of freed slaves in Washington. There was a whole little community down by Rubio of freed slaves, and my family is here because one of my ancestors was a freed slave, and he married a white woman, and the only state that that was legal in was Iowa. Otherwise, he would have been put in prison other places. So enough of mixed race families settled in Iowa because we were very open to that. Also, Washington County was one of the first two places in our country that allowed black children to go to school with white children on the same level. So we've been very, very important in the Civil War and events that followed. Of course, there's always been problems, but Washington County, I think, could be very proud of their part.
Why do you feel it's important for people today to be honoring Juneteenth?
Several reasons. Most people aren't aware of it, and so that's something that they should make themselves aware of, that the slaves in our country, this is their official time of when they found out that they were free. And those of us who are not African American, we need to understand that this is far more important than anything probably in our history, that their whole lives changed. And so I think we should recognize it as an American event, and most people don't, but if the official way of celebrating is a barbecue, have a barbecue. Just realize the importance of this day.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with local historian Mike Zaws talking about Juneteenth. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.